This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Tracy, over to you for weather.
The sun must be shining, Dave, because the 7 for $7 sale is back at Meijer. Mix or match hundreds of items like extra large avocados and mangoes, Kraft macaroni and cheese, and Glass O vitamin water. Pick any 7 for just $7. There's a strong chance of saving with the same quality Meijer deals in store or online. Back to you, Dave.
Sounds great, Tracy.
Deals so good. You've just got to talk about them. Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
All right, all right.
Yo, yo, yo.
Coming to you live from Philly. It's the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show.
Yo.
As always, Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco. Tony, we made some big headlines last week, didn't we?
Yeah, you know, we told the truth about Los Angeles. And of course, the Hollywood elites, well, they didn't like it too much.
They didn't like it. You know, we revealed that the Lakers and Dodgers won those titles because the Hollywood elite got the cure for COVID back in March, gave it to those teams, and what do you know? They just happened to win titles.
Oh, what do you know? Lakers and Dodgers win, please.
You know, and people don't like it because we're the only ones who have the balls to say it. And, you know, that reminds me, Tony, you know, people keep coming up to us and asking, you know, hey, why did you leave a successful 2 a.m. cable access show to do a podcast? And well, there's your reason, people. It's the freedom. You know, back at the station, WPQZ, where we used to, you know, do the show, the station manager, remember this? He wanted to retool the show.
Ridiculous.
And he said he was going to do a focus group. Now, if you don't work in the business, you probably don't know what a focus group is. So we'll tell you. A focus group is where they get these random people off the street. And then they ask them how to do a sports talk show. If that isn't the most back-assward thing you've ever heard in your life.
Yeah, people who never worked in sports asking their opinion on a sports show. More like an out-of-focus group.
There you go. And that's,
and
you know, what I said
tell
to the manager.
Yeah, tell
you know
the people what,
I said.
What you told them.
I said, instead of getting a focus group, you should get a folk you group. Because you can go focus yourself.
Yeah.
So, you know, why isn't the show there anymore? There's one of your reasons,
yep,
people.
We kicked
anyway,
them off the
we
network.
Say what we want to say on the show.
Yep.
Anyway, we're going to get into all of this with our guest. We're going to bring up conspiracy theories. We also got other bones to pick with this guy. ESPN radio host, also Around the Horn panelist, George Sedano.
Yep, we're going to take it to Sedano today. I hope he's ready.
But before we do that, you know, hey, we got a batting average here, people, that's sky high. We get everything right. People say, yep. Hi, you're right all the time.
Yep.
We'll show you, because now we're going to go back and remind you of all the things we got right, a segment we call Where Paulie and Tony Were Right.
Where Paulie and Tony Were Right.
All right, people are saying we were wrong because, you know, at the start of the season, we predicted the Eagles would win the division, you know, running away. And, well, hey, we're still right, people, because look who's in first place.
The Eagles.
The Eagles. They're 3-6-1, but first place is first place, you know?
Yeah.
Tony, what were you saying? This reminds us of that
potato sack race. We trained for it. We win. But what happens, Paulie?
You know, the guy says, no, we don't get the trophy because the other people in the race were, you know, 11 and 12 years old. And what did we say? We said, hey, first place is first place.
That's all.
Same with the Eagles.
Yep.
Where Paulie and Tony were right.
All right, staying on the same subject. You know, we told you early on that the NFC East was the most competitive division in football. And look, we were right because, you know, all the teams, they're just a half game apart. You know, even a quarter game. That's what it's coming down to. That is the definition of competition, people. You know, this is what the human race was built on. This is what Charles Darwin, Chucky D was talking about, you know.
It's like the show Survivor. It's not called Win by 30, it's called Survivor. And that show is about whoever still has the most clothes on by the last episode.
That's who wins, right.
You know, Paulie, I read Orgy of the Species about how they all had sex.
Classic.
And the ones with the biggest ding-dongs and you know what were the ones that survived.
Yeah.
And we know who had the biggest ding-dong of them all was Big Ding Dong Nick Foles. You know, that was his nickname, BDN.
That's where it came from.
Yeah,
look
Big
who survived
Nick.
To the end.
Yeah,
Nick Foles.
And there he was. That's why Nick Foles survived that game and Tom Brady didn't.
There you go, people. Study your science.
Where Paulie and Tony were right.
All right, people. We told you last week. We said the Steelers are making a big mistake by going undefeated because then teams, they come in and they want to play their best against them. Well, you saw it again this week because the Jaguars put up an impressive performance in that game, you know, barely losing, only 27-3. And, you know, 3 points is very impressive for a Jaguars team. Yeah, that's good for them.
Yeah.
You know, the Jags are only, I looked at the stats, they're only averaging at 2.5 points a game. So, you know, that was a good game for them.
They hit higher than their average. I mean, look, the Steelers faced the red-hot Ravens next week. I see Baltimore putting up huge points in that game. You know, maybe 9, 10, even 12 points. There could be a bloodbath, you know?
Could be. That's big for the Ravens.
Yeah.
Where Paulie and Tony were right.
Well, we've been telling you this for a long time now. You know, Tua Tagliavola, whatever his name is, he's not a good quarterback. And yeah, it took us a month for us to be proven right, but here you go. It's like what old Chucky D said, you know? He was, you know, Chucky D with the Orgy of the Species was not proven right in his lifetime, you know?
Yeah, because what happened is you had all these, you know, apes, and then they turned into humans one day. And then everybody was like, oh, look, that's what Chucky D was talking about when he wrote the Orgy book.
Remember that, people. Sometimes we say things and you say they don't make sense, but, you know, give it maybe a couple months, maybe a few thousand years, and then, you know, you'll see.
You people are going to know, you know, in the year, you know, 27,000, hey, Tua, he wasn't good. Paulie and Tony were right.
Where Paulie and Tony were right.
All right, finally, people, last week we said the Lakers, they have no future. You know, they're dealing away all their players. And what do we know? We're proven right again. Because what did you see in free agency? It starts off with the Lakers' best player, Dwight Howard, leaving to go to another city. And what city does he go to?
The greatest city on the face of the earth. Philadelphia.
Of course, because he knows that's his best shot at winning a title, not in L.A.
No.
You know, you look at this roster, Tony, Dwight Howard, Joel Embiid, that is a combo that's built to last. And, hey, this has worked for the Sixers in the past. You look at the big men they've had.
Yeah.
Manute Bol, Sean Bradley, now Dwight Howard. You can't go wrong with that.
You know, when you look at the greatest dynasties in NBA history, it was the big men that were the souls of those teams. You know, Jordan and Pippen get all the credit for the 90s Bulls' success, but they weren't the souls of that team.
Nope.
The big men, Bill Cartwright, Bill Wennington, Luke Longley from Australia, they didn't get any credit, but they did all the dirty work. They were elbowing and shoving down under, making room for MJ.
You know, and the best thing about Dwight, you know, as we say on this show, the true measure of any NBA player is how many titles you've won. And by titles, of course, we mean slam dunk competition titles. And he's the GOAT. There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that wraps up where Paulie and Tony were right. And, you know, we got to move on anyway because our guest is on the line. So let's bring him on the Fusco Satellite Network.
Fusco Satellite Network.
All right. Let's bring him in here. You know him from ESPN Radio. Also, he's a regular on Around the Horn. All right. Let's get him in. George Sedano, welcome to the show.
What's up, guys?
All right. Before we get into our big newsmaker that has everybody talking, you're from Miami. Let's talk Dolphins quick.
Yeah.
You know, we've been saying Tua was the wrong choice for the Dolphins all along. Took a month to get there, but they finally figured it out. Now he just loses to the Broncos. You know, don't you think it's just time to cut ties with that guy and go with Fitzpatrick?
Cut ties? He's been there for 5 minutes. What do you want to cut ties for? I don't even get it. For what? For Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Yeah.
Who goes from Ryan Fitzmagic to Ryan Fitztragic in like one play? What happened? What are you talking about?
Everywhere.
Well, first of all, you know, we do know Fitzpatrick went to Harvard.
He did.
Tua goes to Alabama. Smart. You're basically on the end of the education spectrum there. You know, come on. Don't you think you want brains in a quarterback over, you know, whatever other skills?
Yeah, but how many games did he win at Harvard? You know what I'm saying? Like, how many football players do you know that even came out of Harvard?
I want a quarterback who can tell me about the Pythagorean diem. I want somebody.
And who can do surgery if necessary on the sidelines. That's good.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's good. What you want is a guy who can throw the damn football. That's what you want, and not to the other team.
All right. Well, you know, we can agree to disagree on this.
Let's move along.
All right. Look, we want to go to another thing. You know, we've been making a lot of headlines because we came out.
Wait. You've been making a lot of headlines?
Whoa.
Oh, see, you call yourself a sports talk show host.
Yeah.
Why don't you keep up? Because this has been all over Yahoo, Bro Bible, all the big sites.
Okay.
We came out and we said the reason the Lakers and Dodgers won the titles is because the Hollywood elite gave them the cure for COVID. Back in March,
they never won
that's
in the same
reason.
Year before.
Now, come on, admit that theory holds water. Explain how they won.
No, what are you talking about? First of all, they have won in the same year. Back in 1988, they won in the same year.
Oh, that's 32 years ago. I mean come on, you know.
Alf
was the number one show on TV.
That doesn't count. You know, Isaiah Thomas was injured. He was injured. Pistons weren't at full strength. So we all know that's an asterisk title.
Well, then what about the Dodgers? They won that year.
You know, Dennis Eckersley had the flu in that game against Kirk Gibson. Nobody wanted to talk about that.
COVID-88.
Kirk Gibson was limping to the plate. He couldn't even walk straight. What the hell is
Lee was vomiting. He was very sick.
Wait a second. So if the Hollywood elites had the cure or a vaccine for COVID to allow the Lakers and Dodgers to play, why weren't the Hollywood elites using that to make movies?
They're rich and lazy. So what did they do? They said, all right, we got the cure. Let's go to our own private islands, get away from, you know, all the diseased and sick that we can't stand. Ellen DeGeneres probably did that, knowing her. And there's your explanation.
Well, Ellen DeGeneres is certainly someone that, I mean, it's been rumored that she's not the nicest person. I don't know. I've never met her. But I don't buy any of this. I mean, listen, if you're a Hollywood elite, you'd be making TV shows. You'd be making movies. I got TV shows. I'm watching now on a commercial earlier today. I was watching CBS. They got commercials for these new TV shows where they got people with masks on. They got people with visors on. Like, what are you talking about?
Yep.
I don't even get what you're
big
trying
mask,
to say.
Big mask is behind it.
What do you know? You're acting like you're one of them.
What do you mean
you're
I'm one
you're
of
on
them?
ESPN radio. You think you're with the elite? Who do you know?
Let me ask you a question. Can you guys see? Are you guys legally blind or are you guys?
Oh, here we go. Oh, this
what's
guy.
Happening here?
I don't want to
pound
you know,
on you if you're legally blind.
No,
though,
you know what? Don't worry. Let's keep going. We're gonna give it
me
to
just,
him.
I want to ask you a question. Who's the biggest name in your phone right now? The biggest name in your phone. Tell me.
Okay, I got one for you. Look, I'm looking through my phone. How about Pitbull?
Oh.
Okay. Mr. Worldwide.
All right. I'll give you that. You know, you're from Miami. I guess everyone in Miami knows Pitbull. That just seems to be the way it works.
We also have a very famous performer, a very famous lounge act in Vegas, Mr. Cookie Jaw. And Cookie Jaw was a very big deal in Vegas in the 90s. So Pitbull, Cookie Jaw.
Pitbull, Cookie Jaw equal.
Yeah, I can totally see that. That sounds fairly equal. Yeah.
All right. Let's just go to the... We want to ask, you know, NBA free agency, what went down there? You know, the one move that really stood out to us was Dwight Howard.
Yeah.
The Lakers...
They lost their best player.
They lose their best player in Dwight Howard.
And where does he go?
He goes to Philly. Don't you think Dwight Howard won free agency single-handedly?
I mean, listen, Dwight Howard had a really good year. Dwight Howard is a Hall of Famer, but single-handedly winning free agency? I mean, for the love of God, he thought he was going back to the Lakers and had to delete his tweet. You guys were like, you were like a secondary option here for him.
Yeah, because he realized at the last minute, you know, Dwight Howard, he's a good rebounder, right?
Yeah.
So that's what happened there. He made a move and then he rebounded quick.
I mean, this is kind of like, you know, being like the consolation prize. Do you like being the consolation
prize? Don't you agree? The Lakers were favored before to win the title again, but now...
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't you think that the Sixers having that combination of Joel Embiid and Dwight Howard? I mean, this is probably the best big man combination since maybe Tim Duncan and David Robinson or Patrick Ewing and Herb Williams. Yeah. We don't think anyone's going to be able to score. Can you imagine Steph Curry trying to shoot a three and then Howard blocks it and then Embiid blocks it?
Wait. But Dwight Howard isn't guarding Steph Curry way out there 30 feet from the basket. Yeah, are you crazy?
He carried the Lakers to a title. Are you kidding me?
What do you mean carried Jimmy the Butler Lakers couldn't do to anything.
As soon as Jimmy Butler saw Dwight Howard, he checked himself out of the game.
Let me ask you a question. What kind of drugs are you guys on today?
Oh,
here we go.
Where do you live? Where do you live? Tell me what city you're in right now.
I live in Los Angeles.
Oh, and you're the one asking us about
Miami.
Drugs. I heard they put cocaine in the water there. Is that true?
In the water?
Yeah.
I mean, if it were in the water would be a lot more expensive. It is pretty expensive here in LA, but not that expensive.
Of course.
Look, I got a question to ask you.
Go ahead.
This one I've always wondered. I watch Around the Horn. We all do. You do. That show makes zero sense. The scoring system.
Yeah, what is that scoring system?
I don't get
it. Two, down two, side
makes
two.
Makes no sense.
I mean, I got to be honest with you. It's only the second time I agree with you in the 10 minutes we've been doing this. The scoring system makes no sense. I've sat there yelled at Reali each and every day because I feel like I have the best answers. And then, you know, kind of like you guys kind of feel like you're really smart. Well, I kind of know I'm smart. Oh. So I go on that show and then I have to swipe the Frank Isolas of the world. I wipe the floor with them. And then all of a sudden, just because I make a snide remark, Reali wipes off my points. So I actually kind of agree with you for once.
Yeah, you know what? You should bring us on that show.
Yeah, can you put us on that show?
Because you know what? The moment he hits that down button, I'm going to come into that studio and I'm going to rip that handle off and bash him over the head with it. And then you'll get your good TV there.
I mean, did you boo Santa Claus too?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you know what? Santa Claus is lazy. He'd skip my house every year. I never have no respect for that guy.
I got coal in my stocking because of Santa Claus.
He skipped your house and you had coal in your stocking. I couldn't see why.
Now, look.
Yeah, me too.
I want to go back to something because it's kind of bothering me.
I mean,
me
how
here.
Much more time do you guys need here? Like, I mean, seriously.
I just want to know.
I'm on the worldwide leader in sports, and you guys begged me to go on this show.
He
looks like, you know, it's like 1970s wood paneling behind you. What are we doing here?
Hey, I bashed my cousin Luigi's head through there because you want to know why? He was a jerk like you.
Yeah.
And was you want to know something? Mario?
You insult the paneling in my house. I'm going to insult the paneling in your head. You're off the show. Get out of here. Insulting the paneling in my room.
What the hell are you
doing? I'll insult the paneling in the station wagon you were conceived in, George.
Fusco Satellite Network.
Is he off the line?
Jay, hang up.
You know, Around the Horn.
I'd like to take my fist around his head.
You know, if I was on Around the Horn with Reali, I'd be giving that down button, 5 million points down right now.
Yep, mute permanently.
But, you know, anyway, we can't get carried away because, as always, we have business to do at this point in the show.
Yep.
Business to do. And this week, we're going to do an ad for one of the big names in the mattress business, Casper Mattresses. Now, first, I got to tell you, people, I've never used a Casper mattress and never will because I've been sleeping on a waterbed ever since I've been 8. And, you know, people, waterbeds are better. I'm not going to lie to you. But hey, Tony, you've had an experience with a Casper mattress that you want to tell the people about.
Yeah, so one day I went over to my Aunt Marie's. And I noticed a big empty box by the front door. And I said, Marie, what's that big empty box? And she said, oh, that is my new delivery from Casper, the leading name in mattresses. And I said, what happened to your last bed? I didn't think there was anything wrong with it. And Marie said, well, Nunzio and I broke it. And then Marie said, Casper is so soft and with the memory foam, it holds every single position whenever you switch. It remembers forward, backward, upside down, pile driver, center quarterback, half past midnight, the Chuck Knoblauch, the Henry Kissinger, the Peruvian pretzel dip, and of course, the Queen's Gambit. And then Marie winked at me and Nunzio winked at me. And I finally realized that they were talking about fucking. And that was how I knew CASPA stands for quality.
That's a lovely story and a great ad for Casper mattresses and all mattresses, really. In fact, I don't want to give up my waterbed, but you know, you made me think twice there for a second. Anyway, go to their website, enter the coupon code Paulie and Tony, number one podcast. They'll give you 2.4% off, and there you go. Another major sponsor added to our line of sponsors on the show. All right, we're a little low on time, but I think we got to give the people what they always demand, which are our picks for the upcoming week in the NFL. We're each going to give you our 100% lock pick of the week. Tony, you ready?
Let's do it. All right, my 100% lock pick of the week. I love the Kansas City Chiefs to beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You know, Tom Brady is 46 years old. He's going to try so hard to win this game and get up for this game that his heart might stop. He's going to literally kill himself doing it. And, you know, we've seen this happen before. Blue from Old School tried to get up for that mud wrestling match against those bikini girls, and his heart couldn't take it. So Tom Brady, I'm slightly concerned, but I love the Chiefs in this one, 42-21.
All right, my 100% lock pick of the week. I'm going out on a limb here. I'm going to go with the Dolphins beating the Jets. I know this is a real tough game to call. You know, on one hand, you got one of the hottest teams in the league. On the other hand, you know, you have a dog penis that became a football team. I don't know what's going on with the Jets, but, you know, hey, they got nothing to lose. They're out of playoff contention. And, you know, when people have nothing to lose, they go crazy. Like, you know, the Long Island Killer, Son of Sam, you know, that's the way it works. So I'm going to go predict the score here. The Jets are going to give it their all. I see the Dolphins edging a close one here, 62-4. All right, well, that wraps up our picks. And that wraps up the show. We're not going to thank, you know, George Sedano because...
No way. Very rude.
Yeah, very rude. And do you notice how we name-dropped Pitbull? That was, you know, very unclassy.
Yeah, that was unnecessary.
But anyway, as far as you, Tony, good job as always.
Same to you, Paulie. Another flawless show.
Yep. Remember, people, subscribe, follow us on Facebook, Twitter. Look up The Fusco Show. We'll see you next week.
See ya.